play against a guy who you've played with before, it seems. But now you got a guy who was former Bronco, Eric Decker, who you were close with for the last couple of years.
Right. Eric's been was a great player for our team in the 2 years I was here. I know he's a very popular Denver Bronco for the way he played the game. And I really enjoyed working with him. He was a hard worker. He's kind of one of the first guys that I threw to when I signed here in the spring of 2012. And we developed a pretty good rapport early. Eric kept himself in great shape. He was healthy, you know, not just for games but for practice, which I've always said it's the only way to develop any type of timing and chemistry is if you're out there every day. Great work ethic, really took care of himself. And, you know, sorry to see him go. You know, the business part of the NFL is the worst side of it. You'd like to keep every single player or play with every single teammate your entire career. But it's not like college. There's a small window and guys move on. So I was happy for him with how he was rewarded by the Jets. And, you know, I sent him a text last week. And, you know, if I get a chance to visit with him, you know, before or after the game, I look forward to it.
His team is struggling. Do you need to talk to new guys about anything can happen in the NFL, or is that even necessary anymore?
Well, Coach Fox addresses that. I think our team realizes that you got to show up every single week. You can't, you know, go off what happened last week or the week before. And we didn't play, you know, well enough, you know, in our two games ago and got beat. We played better this past week and won the game. So there really are no secrets. And so you got to do it every single week. And there's a big difference going on the road and playing at home, and this is a tough place to play, and it's important for us to have a good week of practice to get ready for this game.
Hey, can you talk about their defense? I know a lot of people look at scores and things like that, but they're pretty solid up front.
Yeah, I'd say better than solid. I think there's a stout defense, tough against the run, caused you a lot of, you know, pass protection issues. They're number one in sacks, a lot of three and outs, which is something that, you know, is difficult, you know, for an offense because it gives you lots of different looks, getting you in a lot of, you know, second longs, third longs. And so, and a lot of talent. You know, they got something like 7 first-rounders starting on defense. So it's a challenge, you know, for us in the pass game and the run game, handling just their physical talent and then handling, you know, the different looks they give as well.
How much will you miss Monte?
There are a lot of running backs already since you've been here with the Broncos. Is that disconcerting to you?
Well, you know, like I said, we're still looking for that balance, you know, every single week, and it's a great opportunity for Ronnie. You know, Ronnie's has played at different times and, you know, in different amounts, but, you know, when you're the starting back, when you're running out there in pregame warmups as a starting back, there's a different hat that you wear, and so we're counting on him, you know, in the run game, pass protection. There's no question he has a burst that is pretty unique. When he gets the ball in his hands, it's our job to give him the space. At the same time, you know, we're counting on him to handle all parts of playing running back. But, you know, also you can't do it with just one back in today's game. So we expect CJ to do his job, Juwan to be ready. Those guys are both young backs, but both, you know, act like older players. And so I think we'll need the whole committee against these guys, and we're trying to get that running game going. Yeah, I thought he had a better week of practice last week. You know, just kind of going back to there are really no secrets. You know, he practiced better. He was on top of, you know, his assignments. And like you said, he caught the ball better. And that's what you want to do every single week. That's what he expects to do every single week. And we're looking for that, you know, consistency in everybody, you know, on offense.
Thank you.